Hey, everybody! It's a beautiful Thursday, March the 24th. It's National Cocktail Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's legal department, who specialize in subpoena coladas. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, after Wednesday's wicked weather, things have calmed down quite a bit. It's currently 7 degrees, working our way up to a high of 11 under mostly cloudy skies. Looking like a little bit more rain tomorrow and into the weekend.
That's not a lot to work with there, sir.
I think I warned you in advance.
But 5 days from now will be Tuesday, and that's going to be a great day. And that reminds us that it's time for the top five.
Well, it could have gone one of two ways on National Cocktail Day, but for the purposes of decorum and not to mention self-preservation, we're going to shout out to the top five tails in the world. Pony, pig, top hat, and tall, and for you, Tamik, Lore Swift. And of course, honorable mention to Lore Hall, Lore Lautner, Lord to Fit, and Chasing Yore.
Oh, good golly. Yeah, I think I'm glad you went that way. I'm not sure.
We worked that last one in for you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, National Cocktail Day celebrates the tasty drinks we've come to know and love. Cocktails remind us of vacations on sandy beaches, relaxing poolside lounges, or just Friday night out with the gang, or Friday night sitting at home. On National Cocktail Day, we celebrate the unique concoctions that remind us of these fancy occasions. You know, whether you like a fruity drink, blended or on the rocks, this day is for you. Whether it's mocktail, virgin, or the real thing, celebrate the lemon, lime, cherry, or celery that makes your favorite beverage the best in your bartending book. With the proliferation of all these online word games now, I found an online crossword and I'm stuck on seven down. Seven letters long, and the clue is lemonade drink, not Sprite. Oh, wait. That's not seven down, that's seven up. Okay, forget it.
That's all I can say.
Let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what's playing today? Are we going with a bit of George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers?
No, we're going with a classic tune that highlights one of my favorite cocktails, the Pina Colada.
Ah, oh, yes.
That's right. And so we're going with the Pina Colada song written by Rupert Holmes. And we all know that song. Now, you may not like the subject matter of the song, but it is a bop. It's a really cool, little interesting song. And it's one of those songs that makes you want to move and makes you smile. Everybody's smiling because you're thinking about that song. So usually I read the lyrics when they're edifying, right? If they say something that will motivate us to be good people and give us good energy, there's nothing good about the lyrics in this song. Because literally laying next to his lady, trying to find another lady. And the funny thing is, as a kid, you're singing this, and most people actually had no idea. This song. I think they thought it was like him trying to get to know a lady until you really listen to the lyrics, and it's like, no, he's trying to escape the lady that he's with and get to know another lady.
Wasn't she also, like, wasn't it like the WAN ads, and they ended up?
That's exactly it. Yeah.
So it was So is it back to World Math Day? Unfaithful. Does that make it faithful?
You know, yes, perhaps. But yeah, it's a good story. It's a fun song to listen to and not pay too much attention to. So that is our song for today, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
All right, just think you could add some UB40 in there too. Right on. Okay, so let's get that added to the playlist and into the show notes. And slide right into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices, and great sales on electric cocktail mixers this week. Venturo, what have you got for us?
As usual, sharing some tech with you guys today. This tech, it's an app. It's for the avid investor or the beginner investor. If you want to track your stocks, ETFs, your futures, your cryptocurrencies, your mutual funds, whatever you want to track, there's an app out there that you can use to track all your investments. Probably not the best time to be tracking investments because everything seems to be going down based on what's happening in the world. But if you want to check out this app, it's called Delta. It's available on your Android and iPhone. So go check out this app. You can track all your investments
from our department,
track your portfolio, and see how much money you're making or losing.
So Ventura, when you check your investments, does it check your tone while you're checking your investments?
No, but trust me, guys, like a lot of people are feeling the pain right now, right? Because a lot of investments are
down. I thought correlated, like you're probably going to be a little on edge if like your Bitcoin really drops. And I just wondered, like having an app on top of that, that would just check your emotions would be really helpful.
Well, and your pulse, I think, too.
Yeah, but one of the things that I find is that even though if you have the app, it's not good to be always checking the app because it can affect your mood significantly.
Yeah, that's true.
You're spot on. You're spot on, right? Yeah. So, but if you want to keep track of your stuff, guys, go check out that app, Delta. You can track everything in one place, and it's free.
Excellent. So Delta allows you to track investments and book flights. So all in one, and maybe even a hotel reservation downtown.
Wait, you fly Delta?
Oh, goodness gracious. Wow. Hey, it is Thursday. It's time for Thursday's Thought.
Anyway, before I get to Thursday's Thought, did you hear about the prawn that walked into a shrimp cocktail party? Realizing his mistake, he ran out, which made me think, did he pull a muscle on the way out?
No, for sure.
He just really selfish.
I need an app for that.
So you were gonna get to Thursday's Thought?
That was it. Thursday's Thought. Did he pull a muscle?
He was already done.
Because he ran, you know, running without warming up properly.
Excellent, excellent.
And without legs.
Because, you know, like, think about it. Like, you know, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, right?
Yeah. And why should the truth and accuracy get in the way of a good story, right?
Right. I mean, I had lots of other thoughts about cocktail parties, but none that I can air.
No, not today. We're trying to go public with this, so let's keep it clean. We made it through another day, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Oh, hey, I was at the food court on Sunday, and I heard a Neutron ask what the price of a drink was, and the response was, hey, for you, no charge. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.